The Ramen Noodle is brought to you by Gollum. Find it in the back of your throat today. It's time for The Ramen Noodle, episode 98.
Nobody can blame ya. There's only one life worth living. They may try and shame ya, 'cause it cracks them up to see an amateur like you. But you gotta be your own kind of noodle. Add your own seasoning. Be your own kind of noodle, even if nobody else laughs along.
Welcome back to another episode of the Ramen Noodle Clean Comedy Podcast, where we provide seasoning packets of comedy to flavor your day. I'm Daniel J. Lewis.
I'm Jeremy Laughlin.
And I'm Jenny.
And she is just known by just her first name.
Jenny.
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 Even in like Jenny. The blog post for other podcasts. It's just Jenny.
Jenny. Well, you already say our last name, so I don't have to say it again.
Yeah, true. Our last name is already way so overused that we shouldn't say it twice.
Trying not to waste it.
You could pronounce it differently. Like Louis. Lou is.
All right. Lewis.
No.
Lewis.
Not working for me.
There we go.
Lewis.
I am Daniel Lewis. And I'm French.
No.
Ew.
No. Gollum speaking French, maybe.
I was talking French on my mic, which is not going to be pretty. French does not clean up easily from a mic pop filter. I'll tell you that. It's like getting powder out of a bed sheet.
I don't know.
It's like getting what out of a what?
Oh, wow. All right. I don't even know.
I was trying to say couch.
Were you? Why is there... Anyway, moving on.
Okay. Moving on. Oh, yeah. Speaking of getting stuff out of things and your mind and us and stuff. Funny stuff that's happened within the last week.
To 10 days. Like shipping.
Yes, that's right. We should announce this because this feels like it's Monday night.
It's Monday.
But it's not Monday. It's Wednesday.
That was great.
It's Wednesday, Wednesday. Podcasting live on Wednesday. Our new schedule for the Ramen Noodle is 6 p.m. Eastern time on Wednesday evening. So okay. We're no longer got the Monday blues.
Nobody make that sound again. I seriously kind of almost heaved in my throat. Nobody make that sound again.
Sorry.
The witch sound.
The witch sound. Of
okay,
voice.
Enough. Don't. What you lovingly refer to as speaking French.
Oh, okay.
No more speaking French.
Which isn't very
it's
nice.
It's making me feel sick.
Okay. This will be an English
it's
podcast.
It's making me feel French.
May I have some tea, please? Jeremy's having tea, so that makes this an English podcast. Oh, anyway, funny tea. Stuff from the past week. I've got a couple things to share.
Well, I'm glad you've had a funny week to 10 days.
One of the things I wanted to mention is the other day, I was in church, and at where we go to church, and one of the classes that we go to, it's at the top of some stairs, some kind of wide stairway, and Jenny wasn't with me. She was somewhere else in the building, and I'd come up these stairs, but there was this... Remember how a few weeks ago we talked about Starbucks selling the blonde coffee and people coming in and asking for tall blondes and all of that?
Yes.
Well, there was a tall blonde following me.
Oh, dear.
And she was flirting with me majorly.
I doubt what? That very much.
Like, what?
Uncomfortably flirting with me, and I was like... I was doing the thing, like, kind of scratching my face.
Where is she?
Like, showing, I have a wedding ring on. Don't you see this?
I slipped, and I used the wrong... I didn't hold up my ring finger, and then she just got mad, and she ran away.
And so I tried to tell her, just go away, I'm married, stop flirting with me. And I walk up the stairs, and she's following me, like, uncomfortably close, following me.
I don't understand this.
So when I get to the top of the stairs,
I don't either.
I'm just really frustrated that she is hitting on me, and I didn't even find her that attractive, but...
And would it have made a difference if you did?
No. And she wouldn't stop, so I turn around, and I push her down the stairs.
I knew
and
it.
And she tumbles all the way down. And
I knew it.
And then I woke up.
Yep. I knew it. Like, this just was not making any sense.
That was a really good ending to that dream, I have to say.
Is it bad that I'm not surprised you push her down the stairs? Well,
when I woke up, though, I was actually proud of myself. Because it's like, even in my subconscious, I'm pushing blondes down the stairs in defense of my marriage.
What's her name, Catherine or Abigail?
No. That's a side reference to our Once Upon a Time podcast over at oncepodcast.com. Check it out. Episode recording in just a couple hours, actually.
That's right.
Yeah. That's Wednesday nights at 8:30 p.m. Eastern time. So, yeah, really? that was a dream.
Okay. Yeah. I almost stopped you and asked if it was a dream, but then you pushed her down the stairs and I was fine.
Yeah. A lot of guys sometimes talk about how they feel so bad that in their dreams they're like dating someone who's not their wife or something. But here,
you're just assaulting women.
Every woman who's not my wife.
Isn't your wife. Never mind.
But I was happy with myself.
I'm good.
One other thing I'll share, since I brought up Once Upon a Time. We've been watching Once Upon a Time a lot, and we have the other podcast about it over at oncepodcast.com. And I've been watching Once Upon a Time a whole lot because I'm going back and getting screenshots, sound clips, blogging about it, running the website, all of that stuff.
I've only been watching it two-thirds lot.
And this last Sunday, a friend of ours, an old friend of mine, was in town, and we all went out to lunch, and she had a necklace. And I saw the necklace, and it was a seahorse. And I started to think, because I've watched Once Upon a Time so much, I started to think, I wonder if she's Ariel from The Little Mermaid.
What did you call it, though, first? You said, like, horsefish.
Yeah, horsefish.
The funny thing was...
Is that a horsefish on your necklace?
You started to tell us what you were thinking, and I knew you were going to say Ariel before you did.
When you know you've seen a little bit too much Once Upon a Time, you start looking for... I can't talk.
No, you can't.
You know you've seen too much Once Upon a Time when you start looking for fairy tale characters in real life around you.
Yes.
So those are my updates. Jeremy, what have you got?
All my stories seem to come from work. And this one was actually not terribly funny starting out. But I'm sure that our audience finds my pain funny. And so I share. I was working in the drive-thru. And I was the only one doing it at the moment, so I was wearing the headset and trying to deal with people at the window. And all of a sudden, I hear this, I don't even know how to describe it, this deep, loud, booming, buzzing sort of thing behind me. And I turn around to see sparks raining through the air.
What? Like fireworks?
Kinda.
You didn't just kiss someone, did you?
No.
Okay.
No, that would be really awkward.
Hold on, let me erase that.
Through
note.
The drive-through window.
Okay.
Yeah, see what I did there. So I sort of stared because it was a bit dramatic, looked for a light bulb to have blown, which was not the case. And then I realized the ice cream machine had been pulled out to clean underneath it, which we do every day. And something happened. So I finished up the transaction with a bit of a bewildered look on my face. And then tried to see what was going on and hope that nobody got electrocuted in the process. Still don't quite know what happened.
Was the ice cream okay?
No. No, the machine didn't work really very well anymore. So here's the thing.
I'm going to cry.
I don't know if I can describe this adequately. Maybe I can post a picture in the show notes. Maybe. Maybe. Actually, I'll have to figure that out. But if you've seen an ice cream machine or if you've used one in a public spot where you can do it yourself, there are these levers and the ice cream comes out through the little spouts. But behind that, there are these round cylinders that are actually horizontal. And there's something inside that keeps it moving so that it doesn't freeze solid and keeps it
cold fusion nuclear soft. Control rods.
Sure. No, actually, not at all. But, you know, the whole thing is cold, obviously.
Our ice cream is cooled by cold fusion.
Yeah. Normally, when we break down this machine to clean it, it has a wash mode where it stops cooling it so that it turns to liquid and you can just drain it. But that wasn't going to happen anymore, and we had to take it apart. And so there were these cylinders of ice cream, which, sadly, I didn't get to eat any of. That would have been nice. But so you've got these two cylinders on the front, and we had to scoop. Once the churner things came out, had to reach in there to scoop the rest of the ice cream out. And, you know, some of it's melted and it's like, or the stuff that hadn't been frozen yet actually is pouring out, and they're globs of the other stuff. And the guy who was cleaning it has his hand in there, and he just goes, "I feel kind of like," and then he just stopped. And I looked at the scene, and we both just completely lost it. He didn't have to say anything, and I'm not going to elaborate, but
I'm thinking of a scene from City Slickers.
I haven't seen City Slickers, but if I
don't recommend it.
It made me feel like we were perhaps working on a farm.
Yes. Yeah. That's exactly what I was thinking. He didn't lose his watch in there by any chance, did he?
No, he did not.
Mommy, look, my ice cream has a Rolex in it.
Ew.
No. Yeah, the machine gets cleaned anyway. Hopefully it works again. But, yeah.
Only time will tell.
Wow, that was obscure and even within the conversation.
It would be old time ice cream.
Ew. I can't. I was. Aw, fail. I couldn't think of any way to continue this insanity. So that happened. I also have a video to share. Yes. If you want to do it now.
Is it like something from this last week?
Well, I found it this last week.
Okay.
Somebody going and asking high school students various questions, things they probably should know, but...
Are we going to be ashamed after we watch this?
We are.
You know, I think
oh dear.
A lot more people would win the video game show, Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader, if they put high schoolers in there. Are you smarter than a high schooler? Duh. Like, so. Duh.
Hi, I'm Austin. Hi, and Austin. You are watching One Scholars, where we put the bright young minds of our student body to the test.
Lunch Scholars.
Can you name one Democratic candidate for the 2012 presidential campaign?
No.
Nope. You can't do that one either.
Barack Obama, because he's running again, right?
Do you know the Vice President of the United States?
Definitely not.
George Bush.
George Bush is the Vice President.
Oh my.
The bald guy. He was going to run for it, and he has Clinton, right?
Clinton, the Vice President, Bill Clinton.
Yeah.
Yes, you did. Correcto. Sarah Palin.
Yeah, I don't think that's right either.
I don't think it is either.
I don't know who it is. It's somebody. Bin Laden.
Joe Biden.
Joe Biden.
Joe Biden! Joe Biden! Is that right? Joe Biden.
There you go. In what war did the U.S. gain its independence?
The British War,
the Civil War.
The expressions are terrible.
The Civil War. Civil War.
I don't know. Shoot, I just did this, so I don't remember.
I was never taught that knowledge.
You went to school.
So I don't.
Civil War? That thing, that war.
Oh. I don't know. Tell you the truth.
How about I just give you a couple wars and you can pick from a list?
Okay.
Alright, Korean War?
Korean War? Yes or no?
Yes.
The Korean War is when we gain our independence. Korean War.
Wow.
Civil War. Revolutionary War.
Yeah.
Revolutionary War.
American Revolution. Yeah, American Revolution. You got a fish.
That's the one.
Can you name all of the countries that border the United States?
South America.
Mexico.
Boom.
One.
Mexico. South America. Mexico and South America.
America.
Mexico and Canada.
There's too many.
There's too many? Okay.
Two is too big for his brain.
Don't think he knows what border means.
Mexico, Canada. You sure that's it? Can you think of a country that starts with the letter U?
YouTube?
You. Can you? That one.
Ukraine.
Uganda.
And Uruguay, you're famous.
Uruguay. Uruguay's another one.
Some of these two brains aren't enough.
Europe. That starts with an E.
Uzbekistan. That's all I can think of.
United States.
Or United States.
Utopia?
What country are we?
Oh my.
Oh, United States.
United States starts with a U.
Oh my god.
How many stars are on the flag?
51.
51?
Why is that?
51 states.
52. Why? There's one for every state. 52 states.
The music is starting to put me to sleep.
51?
51? No, 50.
52.
52? 53, sorry.
53, sorry.
50. 50. Why is that?
Because there's 50 states, 248 mainland, and 2 that are outside. One that is connected to Canada named Alaska, and one out in the sea named Hawaii.
Were you homeschooled?
Thank you for watching. We hope you enjoyed our programming. Keep in mind, these students were caught off guard and out of the classroom. But they signed a legal document protecting us from any legal action. Also, my mom's a lawyer.
What?
I don't know.
I heard my mom.
I think you said my mom's a lawyer.
Okay. Wow.
Wow. Are you smarter than a teenager?
If we go by consensus, there are 51 states.
Yeah, but the sad thing is, if you go and ask adults those questions too, like on a regular day and you're out in public, they're probably going to react the same way.
Yeah, I've heard that like on the Sean Hannity show, sometimes he would go out and man on the street interview and ask who's so-and-so. Well, some of these things I couldn't name, like certain politicians, who's the congressman of whatever state? Well, I can't tell you that. I can tell you the congressman of our state, one of them.
Yeah, sometimes names slip my mind that I haven't thought of in a while, or even if I thought of them yesterday, if I haven't had enough coffee or enough sleep, the names slip my mind. And these are people I know well, so, you know, I can see, although I probably am not going to say the bald guy, Bill Clinton, is the vice president.
Yeah, but Bill Clinton has a lot of hair.
And he's not the vice president. And apparently we killed the vice president, Osama bin Laden.
Oh, my.
He was hiding in a cave somewhere, not running the country like he was supposed to be.
Yikes. Wow.
Wow.
But there was classical music in that video, so it, you know, that makes you smarter just listening to it.
Yeah. It didn't work on those kids, though.
Well, they weren't hearing the music like we were.
Yeah, they should have played it while they were asking
the questions. Yeah, the answers would have been better.
Mm-hmm. Oh, good. Jenny, what do you have to share?
I have two stories. One is a potty story.
What?
And the other is a baby story.
Oh, man. I didn't know we were supposed to come up with a potty story every week.
So which do you want first?
Give us the
bad news, the potty story.
Yeah, okay. Regular listeners will remember the story that we told about the stranger came in our house and pooped in our toilet.
My goodness.
Well, that was a mystery. And today, I solved the mystery.
We flushed the toilet. After all this time.
Oh my
gosh. I was cleaning today, and I went upstairs, and I was going to use Daniel's bathroom because it's closer and I really had to go. And I opened the lid and there was a turd in the toilet. I was like, oh my gosh.
My apologies to...
So anyway, I asked Daniel about it and he had adjusted the... What was it that you adjusted?
The flush valve.
The flush valve so that we would maybe conserve a little bit more water, but it didn't flush all the way. So I'm thinking that's what happened that night. So mystery solved.
The case is afoot. Actually, it's all.
Actually, it's
Jenny, I'm going to have to make that noise again.
No, please don't make that noise.
It's going to be genuine.
Stop it! You weren't seriously affecting my throat.
I'd go upstairs to vomit, but I'm afraid of what I might find.
Oh, look, poo.
Oh, no!
Well, you put words in her mouth that she didn't speak recently. Wow.
Don't worry, the turd is gone.
I love poo.
Oh my goodness. All right. My second story, I'll move on.
Wait, we need some kind of a bumper music thing to shake that off.
Okay.
Okay, thank you. Better.
Next update.
Oh.
Awkward silence.
Okay. Daniel, just play the movie. I am without words for the moment.
Patty cake, baker's man. Roll them up, put them in the pan.
That is my adorable niece and my sister singing. And it's so cute. And I thought it was even cuter that she sang the wrong words. I love you, Cersei, but you don't know patty cake.
You don't know patty cake. And she didn't quit.
No. Clapping your hands.
Aww.
Clappy clap.
Clappy clap. I can clap my hands too now.
Yeah, but it's a lot cuter when you first learn.
Oh, right.
Yeah, that was last week, so you can't do that this
Dang
week.
It. Yeah. Did anyone get video of that when I learned?
I don't think the video camera was working then.
Oh.
Yeah, sorry.
That moment's gone forever.
But speaking of moments that are gone forever, moments that are not gone forever are the news items. Noodles in the news. And you know what? These come from our listeners, so that means I can play this one too.
Ring, ring, hello.
Really?
Ring, ring, hello. Ring, ring, hello.
Whoa.
Ring, ring, hello. Ring, ring.
You have a bad connection.
Oh! Whoa.
What on earth just happened?
That was craziness.
It's the fusion of both worlds. It's the fusion of both worlds. Okay, this came in from Scott.
Well, we must be distracted. You just sang like that and we didn't say anything.
Yeah.
Then I interrupted you because I thought that my comment was perhaps more important than you finishing your sentence.
This came in from Scott, and he sent us this video of a girl who has a very rare and not so valuable talent that she can say anything backwards.
Okay, Alyssa, anyone can say a word to her, any word. She can say it backwards within 3 seconds.
Dad.
All right, let's go, sis.
Bob.
Chevrolet.
Telerubic.
Fireworks.
Scrubberiff.
Savings.
Skinevaz.
Gallon.
Nolag.
Download.
Day all in one.
Lamborghini.
Huh?
Lamborghini.
In our rugby mount.
Landstar.
Ratsdenow.
Corn nuts.
Stunnerock.
Whoa.
Bugles.
Slagub.
Cheetos. Combos.
Sobmock.
Fritos.
Soturf.
Pepsi.
Izpep.
Bank.
Knab.
Burger King.
Gannick Red Grub.
Mom.
McDonald's.
Sidley and Adcom.
Wines.
Stop that.
Silverado.
Otter Red List.
Garage.
Huh?
Hibbit.
Tedba.
Garage.
Agarag.
Mower.
Rewom.
Fence.
Agnes.
Asphalt.
Tulafsa.
Concrete.
A Turknock.
Cement.
Cement.
Post.
This is where people Fire. Like J.R. Tolkien get name ideas Dark. For characters.
Water.
Red off.
Not quite.
A water exit.
Express.
Gosh.
What?
Express.
Surpse.
Bridge.
Egg derb.
Tahlequah.
Hey, Alcolette.
Sequoia. Sequoia.
Hey, Alcolias.
Somebody else try.
Somebody else say a word.
Kaleidoscope.
Huh?
Kaleidoscope.
Epoxidaic.
Whoa, that was so epoxidaic.
Whoa.
Are they going to play it backwards?
We should.
Because how do we know that she's not making mistakes?
We should.
Oh, that'd be awesome, because then you could play it forward and you could break down the words and you could play it backwards and you could check them all.
Here's going to be the magic of this. Everyone that's even in the live show, which we now do every Wednesday night at 6 p.m. Eastern Time, 100th episode coming up on February 22nd over at noodle.mx/live. Everyone is still going to have to listen to this on the download, because we're going to have this backwards right now.
Limes.
Snail.
Nail this.
Slow not them.
So that just proves it.
I was trying to figure out how to say cricket backwards.
It'd be awesome if she could say entire phrases backwards.
Oh.
Like, that would be awesome, because then she would be speaking a whole nother language. That, could name it backward.
That would be scary.
Backwardish.
Here, meet Fonzie. Ooze Niawa. Remember this.
Oh my.
Oh my.
That,
yes.
That comes from Adventures in
Odyssey. Two oh my's for you.
What's worse, that you did that or that I recognized it?
I used to practice that as a kid. Yep. When I first learned Audacity and learned I could flip things around, or maybe it wasn't Audacity back then, but I would record myself saying that and perfect it to the point where I could speak it and it would sound kind of okay.
Voice recorder in Windows. Yeah. My brother and I used to practice the exact same phrase backwards. It's really strange, but you remember it.
Yes, of course, because it was an emotional moment for me.
Oh,
that I had to remember. This came in from Jesse, and this is the cinnamon challenge. Jeremy, have you ever heard of the cinnamon challenge?
Is that where you snort cinnamon and try not to sneeze?
Not quite. Okay. Well, almost. But here is, how do you say her name, Jenny?
Glozell.
Glozell.
Is you okay?
Goes.
She
for,
really wants to know.
She goes for the cinnamon challenge.
Wow.
Hello, this is Glozell. Is you okay? Is you good? Because I wanted to know. Okay, so 150 kabillion people have been asking me to do the cinnamon challenge. If you go to my fan page on Facebook or any comments from the last couple of videos I put up, I did the cinnamon challenge. And I usually don't give in to peer pressure, because what's so challenging about cinnamon? Really? So everybody's been getting on my nerves. I got some cinnamon. I don't even know what kind you're supposed to get. You know, because cinnamon is good for you. You put cinnamon on, different drinks and stuff. So,
like soda.
You take some cinnamon.
Hot chocolate.
I guess. I don't. So I have a spoon, and I don't have a spoon bigger than this.
She's got a little spoon.
Because I don't know how much you're supposed to take.
And a soup ladle.
Yep.
You just take it, and I guess you count to 10, or you take it, and I don't know.
She's putting in
Shouldn't
the soup
know
ladle.
What she's doing before she does it.
Filling
right.
it.
So here's the cinnamon. All right.
Awkward.
Here it comes.
All right. Here you go.
What the? Oh, son.
She's putting all that cinnamon in her mouth.
And it starts coming out her nose.
Oh my goodness.
She grabs an entire pitcher of water from the refrigerator.
Is this for real?
Yeah.
Drinking straight from the pitcher.
This makes me want to cough.
My gosh.
Okay, you got it under control now, Glozell? You got it? You okay? You okay? Good. Okay. You're good.
I just saw the description of the video. Thanks a lot. My fans tried to kill me.
What's happening?
Now she's shaking herself.
Oh my goodness.
Okay. Y'all got me. You.
Drink some of the water, woman.
Now she's calm and collected.
She's all wet and she has cinnamon all over her.
Just when you think she's got it.
I hope she's...
To the picture
she's
again.
Just chugging that water.
Look, every time she drinks, she shakes.
Oh, poor Glozo.
Over and out. Over and out.
Oh my gosh. Oh
wow.
My.
Oh my gosh. You should see her video of her like waxing because she's bored. Like she gets this wax and she's doing it just because she's bored. Like she waxes her armpits and she waxes her eyebrows and she waxes her little upper lip.
The people in the chat room want me to do that now. The cinnamon, well, not the waxing.
I have some cinnamon right here.
So what actually happens when you eat a spoonful of cinnamon like that?
I have done this before.
No doubt. Did you put vanilla extract on it?
No, that would have made it better. How to describe this? Well, I wanted to experiment. I wanted to, because I'd heard there are health benefits to cinnamon.
So you experimented with spices as a youth?
This wasn't too long ago.
What? Yeah. Were we married?
Yes.
I missed this.
I think because I couldn't talk after it, but I just got a little. I just got a little spoon, and the thought was, I can just stick this in my mouth and swallow, and it's going to be this nice benefit of cinnamon.
This nice benefit of cinnamon is our show title.
Like, how big was this spoon? I know it couldn't have been a ladle full like Lozell just did.
No, I was smart.
That was crazy.
It was just a teaspoon, not even like a heaping or a rounded teaspoon. It was just barely a teaspoon of cinnamon. And I put it in my mouth thinking I could just swallow. That's not the way it works. Cinnamon, when it gets in your mouth, doesn't just go down like a single piece. It's not heavy enough that it just makes the medicine go down. Instead, when it gets in your mouth and you try to swallow, it floats around. So when in this video, it came through her nose.
I'm sure she coated her lungs with cinnamon
and
breathing in like
that's
that.
That's what happened to me too. I tried to swallow and it went up in my sinuses. It came out my nose.
Oh my. Wow. Yeah, there were little puffy clouds of cinnamon in the video.
I didn't even take as much as she did, but it was quite an experience.
She's got a bigger mouth than you too. So she had lots of cinnamon. I love Glozell. She knows she has a big mouth.
So this is something we do not recommend you try at home. Unless you really want to. Send us a video if you do.
Please.
Oh, this would be so mean.
What?
Well, already he's pretty mean. Jimmy Kimmel has this new trend of asking parents to do mean things to their kids.
Oh, no,
and video record
it.
Oh, wow.
That'd be awful. Choke.
What if he told parents to give their kids a spoonful of cinnamon?
What if we gave a spoonful of cinnamon to a dog?
That would be mean.
To a dog?
Like peanut butter? Only cinnamon.
Well, the dog has to smell it first in order to eat it.
That applies to so many things.
I don't know.
Maybe we'll try this. Lucy.
I'd be okay with trying it on Lucy, actually.
Wow.
It would get all over the place. So you can check out these videos over in the show notes over at cleancomedypodcast.com/98. And laugh and watch and watch.
And laugh. And laugh. And laugh. Oh, boy.
one last video that I want to share, and I ran across this one, is a Super Bowl commercial, which is apparently available in 3D. That was actually a Volkswagen commercial.
Weird.
Das Auto.
What are those Gallimore Walker things? Are they actually called Gallimore Walkers, or am I not thinking?
They're walkers. I'm losing geek cred by not knowing the name of it. Maybe that's just walkers.
At.
Oh, yeah. AT walkers.
Oh. Where did I get Gallimore Walkers from?
I don't know. Ooh. So I'll have that video also in the show notes. And you can watch it in 3D. It's on YouTube as 3D, which I don't know why you'd want to watch a bunch of dogs barking in 3D. But
yeah.
I don't know.
I love how many videos we've shown in this audio podcast.
Yeah, don't you just love how that looks?
Or maybe it's foreshadowing of the future.
Maybe it'll make people want to come and join the live show.
Yes, or go to the show notes at cleancomedypodcast.com/98.
We have a lot of people in the chat room, actually.
I think that video, though, what it reminds me of are the keyboards. Have you seen those keyboards where you can change the instruments? And there's a dog barking on
the newfangled electronic keyboards.
Yeah. Someone other than Pee Wee Herman has finally found a practical use for that instrument.
Pee-wee
on the
Herman.
Keyboard. Yeah, there was a crazy theme song for
Pee
Wee Herman.
But he's dead to us.
Oh, is he dead?
No, probably not.
Unfortunately, right?
Simply irrelevant.
I was never allowed to watch Pee Wee Herman.
Unfortunately,
I never watched Pee Wee Herman. I think I would have been allowed if I wanted to, but I didn't.
Why would you want to do a thing like that? I mean, it's Pee Wee Herman. Herman.
Okay, we can move on.
Yes, we can, and we will.
And you skipped over my perfect opportunity to talk about the chat room.
Yes.
Oh, what did you want to say about the chat room?
I said there are a lot of people here.
Oh, yeah.
There's Daniel J. Lewis, yeah. DC King, Doxin.
Boxin! 86 of them. You will not be here.
Rosny. Rosny. Oh, crap. I can't get that name right.
No, oh, crap isn't here.
I'm here. Nevrothwen is here. Obese girl.
Obese Fliga. Girl.
That's you. Rosa Danson for C.
It's not obese girl. It's obese girl.
Sarah Faith.
You have to get the right emphasis.
The PB&J show, Webter 777, and someone anonymous.
Anonymous. That's so
anonymous.
Ominous. Anonymous is ominous. Yeah, thank you everyone for joining us live for the show, and make sure that you come back every Wednesday evening at 6 p.m. Eastern Time, especially for our 100th episode on February 22nd. We'll be taking live calls during that episode. So our voicemail number, 903-231-2221, will ring into the studio. I haven't figured out yet how we're going to screen calls.
Ring, ring.
Hello! And also, we'll be taking Skype calls, too, over if you add the Skype name noodle.mx.
Will you quit advertising that we don't know how we're going to screen the calls?
That's just asking for trouble.
Hello, sir or madam. Would you like to buy a goat?
Name Peggy.
Oh, wow.
We have goat pizza. Very popular with the ladies.
Oh, my.
I don't know what's happening anymore. I've lost control.
But also, for our 99th episode, which is the next one coming up, we'll record that on February 15th. It will be a birthday celebration for Jeremy. So send in your birthday greetings and condolences to Jeremy.
Condolences.
Send those to feedback at cleancomedypodcast.com. Call 903-231-2221. Or you can go to cleancomedypodcast.com. And over on the right side, click the new tab that's there that says send a voice message. And you can record it right on your computer. And it sends straight to us. It's awesome. You don't have to have an account. Just have a microphone. Preferably get close to your microphone so it doesn't pick up, like, you know, your Star Wars dogs in the background barking. And send that to us. And send anything else funny along to us. And since we didn't have any actually written emails sent in to us, everyone sent videos in this week, I do want to read a message that we did receive from a listener. This comes in from Doxson.
Sorry,
you made it sound like such a one-time event. A message we did receive from a listener. Usually we have to read spam on our feedback episodes.
From our listener, we received this. This is in our iTunes review. So you can go to cleancomedypodcast.com and click on the iTunes link, and it takes you to iTunes and leave a review for us. 5 stars preferred, which, by the way, we have a solid 5-star rating. That's awesome. Doxson said, I love this podcast so very much. Daniel is the front man and makes sure all the technical stuff is going good. Flegon is his fun-loving sidekick. Jenny is Daniel's wife and a great addition to the podcast. The podcast is clean and family-friendly. There is no real topic. It's just funny stories and random bits of silliness.
We're Seinfeld.
There are segments such as the Daily Noodleism. It's actually Weekly Noodleism. Noodles in the news.
Wow.
What Jenny said while sleeping.
Oh no!
Etc.
That is not a regular part of the show.
There was a bit of a sad point at the apparent loss of Sergeant Packer. I'm not gone.
Where is he being kept? Get him out of here.
Don't look, Batman.
A fan favorite correspondent. He is assumed missing in action, and Flegon has been interviewed as a person of interest in the case.
And rightly so. I mean, yeah, that happened.
Besides this, the show is awesome, especially the live chat room. Check it out. Wait a minute. This is all in one paragraph. So he lists these things. Daniel, Jeremy, Jenny, has the podcast is clean and family friendly. Funny stories and silliness. Daily Noodleism, noodles in the news. And then he says, besides this, the show is awesome. Especially the live chat room. Check it out. Thank you for that one paragraph review.
Yes, Doxson. Thank you. And I'm sorry about Daniel's Doxson. Verbal red ink.
Verbal yeah. red ink?
Yes. Yeah. Editor joke.
Right. Yeah. One other comment that he left on someone else's podcast from our friends, the NLCast podcast. He actually left it on their master feed. He said, two guys and an exercise ball.
Oh, my.
That sums it up.
Oh, my.
Well, that's now three guys now.
What?
If you guys want to leave us a review in iTunes, we would greatly appreciate that. We'd even more appreciate it if it's a 5-star nice review and all of that. And also mark the other reviews there that are nice and praise us and, you know, exalt us and all everything. Mark those as helpful and we'd really appreciate that, getting those nice reviews and all of that. Go to cleancomedypodcast.com, click the subscribe in iTunes button, and it takes you straight to our listing in iTunes. A secret that I'm one of the very few people that knows how to do. So besides that, it's time for this.
And now it's time for the Weekly Noodleism, the part of the show where the ramen noodle takes a common figure of speech and noodles it.
This week's Weekly Noodleism.
That's redundant!
How is that redundant?
This week's Weekly Noodleism. Okay. That's redundant. Dun, dun, dun.
You're redundant.
Is
oh,
off,
wait, no, you're not.
Off the wagon.
Oh, dear.
Usually people use this phrase as saying like someone fell off the wagon, like when they're trying to conquer some habit or something and then they fall back into it. Apparently the habit is being dragged behind the wagon. So if the wagon goes over a bump.
To kill it, drag it and kill it.
So die. Then the person falls back there on top of it and apparently falls back into it.
And is happy to be dragged along with it.
I'm just happy to be dragged along. But the phrase, I think it's also interesting when people combine it with like new terms, like, oh, they fell off the Twitter bandwagon. Or which bandwagon, that's a kind of different thing. I guess that's a wagon that has a band on it.
So you can be up there playing the song or you fell off the bandwagon. Is that what a band sounds like?
I'm jumping off this wagon.
No, falling off. It's not usually intentional. You get kind of tired of it after a while because of the endless songs and you fall off.
Or maybe it's one of those things where someone is on the wagon really helping this person, you know, like an accountability partner kind of thing. And they're like, come on, stay on the wagon. Come on, the music isn't that bad. Stay on the wagon. And no offense to Rose's Dancing for Christ in our chat room, but maybe it's Rose on the wagon and she's saying, I'll never let go. Whoops.
Oh my gosh. Did you just...
He just...
I made a Titanic.
Yeah, you did. Just because... Rose, that's just not nice.
Doxson in the chat room said, no, it was literally they would drink and fall off the wagon.
Oh. Yeah, that's true. Actually, that is true. That's why I'm reading here on the actual thing.
It has been expanded to mean more things now, of course. Mm-hmm. But yeah. So don't fall off the ramen noodle bandwagon or wagon.
Yeah, because we have great band music in the ramen noodle.
Don't get on the wagon of people trying to quit the ramen noodle.
It's got Justin Lomaster's child's signature of approval.
I love that.
Baby language, that means, oh, daddy, that's so great.
Yeah, that's not what that
means.
She
doesn't sound like a baby.
Well, I mean, child language.
Child thing.
But she speaks French because it sounds like at some point she's, or Spanish because it sounds like she says, stop! Estape.
Oh my.
Which is French for
stop. What are you Spanish. Even?
Okay.
Sorry, I get my French and Spanish mixed up.
Somebody give him his nightly electrical enchiladas. Shock.
Allow me.
A spoon of cinnamon will do.
Go get it.
Okay.
You know, maybe for our 100th episode, Jeremy should have a spoon of cinnamon.
Why me?
Because I've already had it.
But nobody.
And I would never do that
to
my wife. I love her too much to do that to her. No, but you.
That wouldn't be attractive anyway.
You, whom I've known longer than my wife.
Yes, since Jeremy is trying to attract ladies. I'm sure he would love to do something as unattractive
Thank
as
Thank you
eat
for
cinnamon.
Correcting your attack and attract words.
I assume Jeremy is trying to attack women.
Daniel's the one attacking ladies in his dreams. Anyway.
Yeah, I just beat them off the bandwagon.
Daniel, I think maybe you could do it again just for a demonstration of how it went the first time. Since you're not trying to attract women.
Yeah, as
Jeremy,
she said.
Play the part of the blonde.
I am not married yet, so I really can't damage my reputation by doing the cinnamon thing.
Your reputation is...
disposable. Expendable, that's what I was looking for.
I'm expendable? Well, listeners, we would love to hear from you, especially for our 100th episode coming up on February 22nd. So keep our phone number and feedback information all handy. You can send us funny stuff, funny jokes, funny things you see on the internet, funny videos that transition well into audio, stories, suggestions for noodleisms, all of that stuff. Send it to feedback@cleancomedypodcast.com or call 903-231-2221. Or you can go to the website, cleancomedypodcast.com, and click on the tab on the right side to send an audio message right from the website. You don't have to have lots of recording gear. If you have ability to send us something and you just want to send that, That's great too. So we'd love to hear that from you, your funny stories and all of that. Especially send something funny for Jeremy's birthday as like a birthday present to him.
Yes, and I would like the utmost quality. So please rent a recording studio for a little while to record your message and get it right.
Okay. If you're near Cincinnati, I'm just kidding. You could rent the Noodle Mix Network studios.
Yes.
Studio B, maybe.
He'd be happy to rent to you.
Yeah. Actually, Studio C, because we're in Studio B right now. Studio A was about 6 feet that way.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Studio C is 6 feet under.
Oh, dear. What's down there? Well, Who have you rented that to? Do they come back?
What if you decide to move the studio around again? Are we just stuck with C?
There are a lot of hearts down there, and I have no idea what's up with that.
What? That's spooky.
All the buried hearts of all the women I've beaten down the stairway.
What? Oh, gosh! Can you
I'm leaving! I'm leaving!
We need to pause for a second so we can take that out. That is not a right statement.
I meant out of your mouth. Pushed down the stairway.
Oh, okay, that's better.
In defense of my marriage, which makes it okay.
You should probably stop talking.
Okay.
Should stop talking.
I just heard pushing women down and got really worried.
And plus you were...
Multiple women.
Studio C.
Am I next?
You can't talk about... Oh, don't say things like that. It's not good.
Sorry, I know that was going to be your bedroom, but...
What? What are you not taking that you're supposed to every day?
Cinnamon. He's not taking a cinnamon. We'll take care of that right away. Right after the podcast.
Oh. Everyone, make sure you check out the show notes over at cleancomedypodcast.com/98 and you can see these funny videos and share these things with your friends. And send us funny stuff for Jeremy's birthday to make him feel better.
This is the worst episode ever.
Feedback at cleancomedypodcast.com or 903-231-2221 or go to the website cleancomedypodcast.com and click on the send a message. Send a voice message.
Send a message? Is send that like message. Cinnamon?
Cinnamon message.
Yeah, eat a spoonful of cinnamon and send us a message. That would be awesome.
A spoonful of sugar helps the message go down. And follow each of us on Twitter. I'm Daniel J. Lewis, and you can follow me on Twitter at TheRamenNoodle.
I'm Jeremy Laughlin. You can follow me on Twitter at twitter.com/Phlegon, Phlegon. But don't tell me if... You just have to complain about Daniel because I understand. After that comment, you probably should send all your complaints to feedback@theramennoodle.com.
Write your complaints on the back of a $100 bill and mail it to P.O. Box 739, Burlington, Kentucky, 41005, and your complaints will gladly be deposited into our complaint bank.
Nice.
And may even be shared. And Jenny... Where can people follow you?
Around the house.
I'd rather they not do that.
This is the creepiest episode ever.
You can follow me into a Studio C. I can't do a really low voice. That was as low as it goes.
People are dying to get in there.
That was amazing.
And once they get in, they're also dying to get out.
Yeah.
Wait, that's not how that works.
Twitter.com/Jenny's Nook.
So make sure that you check us out for the live show on February 22nd. Next time life makes you feel like an amateur, keep laughing because you're not the only one. Thanks for listening.
Nobody can blame you. There's only one. Living, they may try and shame ya, cause it cracks them up to see an amateur like you. But you gotta be your own kind of noodle. Add your own seasoning. Be your own kind of noodle, even if nobody else laughs along. Thank you.
The Ramen Noodle is a proud member of the Noodle Mix Network. Find more of our podcasts like this one, all seasoned with cinnamon, over at noodle.mx. That's the Noodle Mix Network at noodle.mx. The Ramen Noodle does not endorse either eating large amounts of cinnamon or beating women or even pushing women down the stairs.
Did you say endorse?
Yeah, that's like endorse and condone together.
We neither condorse nor endone.
Or it could be a mixture between a concert and a horse, which that doesn't make any sense.
Oh, I'm going to Studio C. I'll see you guys later.
I think you really need to find the old people in the mixer.
There are old people in the mixer.